Mazel tov, mazel tov, Baruch Hashem. Moshele was zoicha to a baby girl. And true to his word, you couldn't tell the difference between this child or any of the other children he was raising. He kept his promise. There was no difference whatsoever. The years flew by. Now, Moshele's daughter, Freido, was old enough to get married. And one day, Moshele came home and he found her crying. Freidela, what's the matter? Why are you crying? Oh, it's nothing, father. Come now, tell me. What's the matter? It's just that many of the girls who are my friends have already become callous. Oh, the Eibishter is going to help, don't worry. But father? Yes, Freidela. I want a husband, a Talmud Chacham. I want a husband who's going to sit and learn. I want a husband who loves Torah. What's the problem? I'll find you such a husband. I'll support him. Don't worry about it. It's okay. What, Freidel? What? Say what's on your heart. It's all right. Wait a second. I know what's on your heart. You're thinking that unfortunately your father is an Am Haaretz, which I tell you. I never had a chance to learn as a child, and I was never able to learn when I got older. So which Talmud Chacham would want to marry the daughter of an Am Haaretz? Is that what you're thinking, Freidel? I didn't say that! You didn't say that, but that's what you're thinking. Don't worry. The Rabbeinu Shlom is going to help. I am going to find you a husband, a Talmud Chacham. How? Are you going to call a Shatrin? I'm going to go to a tree. To a what?
She's so narish. She doesn't realize when you're in trouble, you go to a tree. What's the matter with her? Whenever I'm in trouble, I turn around, I go to a tree. Oh, ow!
You're supposed to climb the tree, Achochem. Don't crash into it.
If you can't climb it, you crash into it.
Please, please, my friends. Moshele hired a wagon driver, and they traveled back to the tree.
Hey, do me a favor. This time, when you come off the tree, please look where you're jumping or where you're parachuting down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Hey, Rabbi Shalaylam. You've answered my tefillahs in this place. You saved me from my uncle. You found me a shidduch. You gave me a child. You're so kind. Your chesed is boundless. It knows no limits, HaKadosh Baruch. Please, I ask you one more thing. Please find a chosin. Find me a son-in-law, a Talmud Chacham, one who loves Torah. Please, Rabbi Nishalaylam. Please. So good.
Oh no, he's gonna jump. Let me walk over to the other side of the tree now. I don't want him to crash on me.
I'm going to jump down the tree. Wait a second. I don't want to fall on him again. I'll jump onto the other side this time.
I feel so good! Oh! No wonder you feel so good. How did you know I went to the other side?
I didn't. I thought that... Oh, never mind. Come. Don't worry about it. I'll buy you a new hat.
Yeah, this one's good for Purim now.
Moshele returned from the tree, and he went straight to the yeshiva. He went over to the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yaakov.
Hey, Moshele, Smachmanekis, how are you? How's everything? Thank you very much for the donation to the yeshiva. And thank you very much for helping us marry off those poor chassanim.
Oh, think nothing of the Rosh Yeshiva. It's my pleasure. Listen, can I talk to you in private?
Avada, sure. What's the problem?
I'm looking for a shidduch for my daughter. Look, I know that I am not a big Talmud Chacham, but I really, really want a Talmud Chacham for my daughter. I will support him. I will support him. I will buy him a house. He can sit and learn with Menuchas HaNefesh and Rechavas HaDas.
You know, Moshele, I'm going to tell you something. I have a perfect idea for you, but you have to trust me a little bit.
Yes, Rosh Hashiva, I trust you.
See that boy over there in the corner? His name is Baruch.
I see him. He seems very fine, very edel. I can tell by his face, and he seems so involved in his studies, such a masmidi, so diligent, yes. But what about him?
I think he'll be a perfect match for your daughter, a great Talmud Chacham. He's looking for someone that could support him so that he can sit and learn.
Fine, very good, but what is the condition? You said before, I have to trust you. I have to trust you for what?
You cannot ask any questions about where he came from, or who his parents are, or what he is.
I can't ask any questions?
No questions.
Why not?
No questions.
How did you...
No questions.
But,
I will tell you. We were sitting and learning over here in the middle of the night, and that boy stormed in. He was dressed in ripped clothes, barefoot, screaming at the top of his lungs. He grabbed the Gemara and sat down to learn. First, we thought he's insane. Afterwards, we realized he went through some kind of a harrowing experience, and he is a tzaddik. I tell you, he is a tzaddik. However, he doesn't want to talk about his past or who his parents are or were. We don't know anything about his past, but I can tell you, you will have much nachas from him. What do you say?
I don't want to ask any questions.
Then don't ask. Answer. Are you masking for him to meet your daughter?
Yes.
What happened afterwards?
What do you think happened afterwards? Bivadai, they got married, they lived happily ever after, they had many children, they all became big Talmid Chachamim, learned the Torah and Svarim, and there was much cake and Lachaim throughout the... No, Rabbi, you finish the story. I'd rather let you finish the story.
The young man met Moshe's daughter, and they were engaged right away. It was a tremendous simcha in town. And then all the preparations started for the wedding. Moshe came back to the Rosh Hashiva with a question.
A very important question. Should they serve a lokshin kugel or potato kugel?
I thought you're going to let the rabbi finish the story.
Good idea.
Rosh Hashiva, can I ask you something?
Yes, Moshe.
My heart is so full of gratitude to the Rabbi Nishalem. How can I thank Hashem? I want to do something before this wedding to really thank Hashem.
The way to thank Hashem is to feed Hashem's children through tzedakah. I would suggest you do an interesting thing, Mashallah. A week before the wedding, why don't you make a pre-wedding? Have hundreds of people come, poor people from all over, and distribute tremendous amounts of tzedakah.
That is a great idea. I want to tell you something, Rosh Hashiva. We have grandiose plans for this wedding. We're going to have a 15-piece band. We're going to have flowers. It's going to be in the most beautiful hall. But this pre-wedding that I'm going to make for the Rabbi Nishan's children is going to be just as nice.
I guess there was both potato kugel and lakshan kugel there.
I thought we're letting the Rebbe finish the story. You understand that? Stop interrupting. No Rebbe, what kind of kugel was there?
There was any kind of kugel you could imagine. Thousands of people, poor people from the entire countryside. And Moshe stood there with a big, big dish of gold coins, and he handed it out to whoever got in line.
Ouch! What did you push me for?
Sorry, I was just getting in line for the coins. I wanted to be at the head of the line.
It's a story, you chochum.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the Rebbe was telling us about the kugel. Ah, it smells so good.
How could you smell kugel? It's a story, chochum.
Huh? So we're both chochumim. What the...
Please, Rabbi Sai, please let me finish. Everyone got in line, and Moshe was dishing out tremendous amounts of tzedakah. Then in the middle, from the other side of the Ezra's Noshim, they heard a cry. A girl was crying. And Moshe said,
"Who? Who is crying over there?"
He asked his wife to go see who the girl was that was crying and to ask her to come into a room. Moshe and his wife waited for her to come in.
"My daughter, why are you crying? What is your name?"
"My name is Miriam."
"What's the matter with you? I see you're dressed in rags. Please don't cry. I will buy you new clothes."
"No, I don't want new clothes."
"I see you're barefoot. I'll buy you shoes."
"I don't want shoes."
I see that you're distressed. How can I help you?"
"You can't.
Please, don't say that to me. I will do whatever I can for you. Tell me, I promise you, whatever I would do for my own child, I will do for you." "No, no, you can't."
"Yes, I can.
Yes, I can." "Tell me, my daughter, what is your story?"
"You know, Bogdan Khmelnytsky and his Cossacks have been going from place to place, murdering Jews. And I'm coming from Poland. And it was the day of my wedding. It was the night of my wedding. And we were all set. And then the crazy mob came in. And they killed everyone. I ran for my life. I hid underneath some stairs. I heard the terrible shouts. I heard blood-curdling cries. I fainted. When I woke up, all I smelled was fire and smoke. I just ran. I ran into the woods. I had nothing. It was going to be the happiest moment of my life. I have nothing. And since then, I've been wandering around. I have no family left. No money left, no nothing.
Miriam, don't worry. I will be your new family. We will make sure you are married off. I will give you whatever you need. Please don't worry.
You can't give me whatever I need.
Why are you saying that? Until now, I thought that everyone had been killed. And now I found out that some members of my family are alive.
Did you find out that your father is alive? I will bring him here. Or I'll bring you to him, whatever it takes.
No. No.
Did you find out that your mother is alive? I will bring you to her, or bring her here. Money is no object.
No. I found out. I found out that my chassan is alive. He also managed to escape.
Then what's the problem? We will find him, Miriam, and I will make you a wedding. I will make you a beautiful wedding. No, you can't.
Why not? Tell me why not. I promise you, whatever I do for my own child, I will do for you.
My chassan is your chassan.
What?
The young man that is going to marry your daughter the next week, he was my chassan. He probably doesn't even know that I'm alive.
You see
why you can't do for me what you would do for your own child? And you see why you can't help me? Rabbi Nishalayim,
give me kayach. Give me kayach to withstand this Nisayon.
Everything I ever asked you for, you gave me. May Ashbois Yoram Evyoin. I was nothing. My life was in danger every second. I didn't even know how to talk to an older person. I was raised by someone who beat me. You answered my tefillos. You gave me a life. You gave me a home. You gave me money. You gave me riches. You gave me a wife. You gave me a child. Every single time I promised. Every single time I promised. There will never be a difference between my own child and another child. That was my deal with you, Rabbi Nishalayim. You never let me down, and I won't let you down.
Rabbi Say, please, stop the dancing for a moment. Hello, stop, man, stop the music for a moment. I have an announcement to make. The wedding next week is going to go as planned.
Well, why not?
Listen. All the things I promised the chassan, I will give him. The house, the years of support.
Versteitzach, you're a trustworthy person. What's the chiddush?
There's all the bands and the flowers and the halls and the thousands I am going to spend, we're going to continue as planned.
I hope so. You gave a deposit already.
There's only going to be one change. One change. The Kala is not going to be my daughter. The Kala is going to be
that girl standing over there.
Youch. How was he able to do that?
He didn't think. He should or shouldn't, he just knew. This was his promise to Hashem all along. This was the Nisayon of his life. And he wasn't going to fall prey to the Yetzahara during the greatest test of his life.
Was there a wedding a week later?
Yes, there was. And Moshe, true to his promise, danced all night by that wedding. He danced all night. His tears of simcha rolled down his cheeks. He danced in front of that chosn. He danced in front of that kala that was dressed with his daughter's clothes. And true to his word, Mashallah bought that chosn a house. He bought that chosn whatever he needed, and he supported them.
Hoy, but whatever happened to his own daughter?
No problem. Mashallah went back to the tree, right?
Right.
You see? I'm beginning to catch on. It takes me a while, but I catch on after a while.
Hey, listen, do me a favor. One thing, just look before you jump.
Rabbi Nishalayna, I hope I was Aymed Ben Asayan. Please, please give me a shidduch. Now, for my other daughter.
What does he mean, his other daughter? He means for his own daughter.
No, in Moshele's eyes, there was no difference. He looked at both his daughter and the other daughter as the Rabbi Nishalayna's children. And a couple of months later, he found the shidduch.
I hope he didn't make another pre-wedding a week before. My stomach can't take this anymore.
Oh, yes, he did. He went back to the Rosh Hashiva and he said, This may sound ridiculous, but I want to do the same thing. I want to make that pre-wedding again.
Are you sure, Mashallah? You know what happened last time. What if it happens again?
If it happens again, hopefully I will be Oymid Ben Asayan.
And once again, Mashallah did it. Huge, big bands. Aniyim, poor people from all over the country came. Let me get a line for the gold coins over here.
Will you please don't step on my foot, please? Move back, please. Move back, please.
He dished out the coins. And then, from the other side of the mechitza.
Oh no, oh no.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
And then, from the other side of the mechitza. He heard nothing. Baruch Hashem, everything was fine. Everything was just fine and dandy.
Shoo! I could breathe again.
And Moshele once again danced by this wedding.
That's the second wedding, and two pre-weddings.
That's pretty good to be able to dance by five weddings like that.
You know, you're the chokhm for the manishtan.
Thank you very much.
Moshele now was the luckiest person in the world. Every Leil Shabbos Kodesh, every Friday night, his two sons-in-law, great Talmid HaChachamim, would come, and his family would sit around the Shabbos table. There were hundreds of poor people, and then later on, there was like a tish. Guests would come from all over, and his two sons-in-law argued over learning, and they spoke Chidushei Torah. And Moshele sat by the head of the table, and he quelled with such nachas. He thanked Hashem so much.
Didn't he feel bad that his two sons-in-law were such big Talmid HaChachamim, and he was like a shtickle, like a... I don't want to use the word Amoritz, it's a little rough. I don't want to use the word ignoramus. He was a sticker like me. Did he feel bad about that?
I'm sure it bothered him. But one Friday night, it really hurt. One of the people sitting by the table said,
These two sons-in-law are such big Talmid HaChachamim, their father-in-law must be even a bigger gun.
Everyone knows the father-in-law is a big Amoritz.
And Moshele heard that. He was terribly, terribly hurt. He went to sleep that night. He lay in Kriyas Shema L'mita, put his Negel Vasa by the bed, and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I never asked you that I should be able to learn. I don't know why I'm not. But if I would have a chance to go back to that tree, that's my next request. Help me. To try to understand. I don't care if they embarrass me. I don't care what they think about me. I want to be able to understand some Torah on my own. Moshele fell asleep. And then he saw someone coming toward him. Who are you? Who are you? Please don't be frightened. Good Shabbos. I am the Tana Rav Chanina ben Chachinai. And I won. You won what? I won the schus to come down and teach you Kala Terakula. Moshele, your tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, giving away the chosn to that poor girl who almost got married to him, it made great waves in Shemayim. Your tefillos will always be answered. I won the schus to come down and teach you Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshele woke up the next morning, said Moed Ani, washed Negelwasser, wiped his eyes. Shoo! Wow, what a dream. Well, that was a nice dream. All right, let me go outside of here. Oh, I see my sons-in-law left this gemara over here. I wish I really knew what... Wait a second. Oh, wait. Wait, I understand. Look, I know the Gemara. Oh, Abaya says this. Rava asks Akasha. I understand it. The Rashi. Tosfos argues with Rashi. The three kashas. To Mashal. I don't believe it. I understand.
That's a tremendous ness. I wish such a ness should happen to me one day.
And one day you'll still understand something. It could happen. Greater miracles. I mean, there was Kriyas Yamsev. There was the moon fell from Shemayim. What else happened?
Moshala realized now that he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham.
I'll bet he went around to the whole town and said, "Guess what? I am now to be known not just as Moshala, but Moshala the Talmud Chacham."
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. Not.
Moshala decided that no one has to know about this.
It didn't bother him they called him an Am Oretz?
Definitely not. Moshala now would sit and listen to his two sons-in-law, but he would understand every word that they say. He only made believe that he didn't understand. And every spare moment that he had, he locked himself up in a room, and he went through sefer after sefer. Mishnayos, Shas, Midrashim. Like a man who was thirsty all of his life and finally got water.
Did they ever find out that he was a Talmud Chacham?
Once, by mistake, Moshala was like dozing off by the table as two sons-in-law were arguing.
Listen, Baruch, I think you're making a mistake. That is not Pshat in the Rashba.
It has to be Pshat in the Rashba. Because if you understand the way that Rashba learned the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis...
No! There's six different Pshatim in this Rashba, but none of them are the way you're learning... Oops!
Father-in-law. What? What did you say? No, it was just a slip of the tongue. No, it's nothing. I didn't say anything. Let me go back to sleep. I just had a dream. No. What did you say, father-in-law, about six different shatim in the Rashba? It's okay. Just Rashba. Who's the Rashba? Who is that? Is he coming? Is he one of our guests? Father-in-law. There's something. Yeah, we see the gleam in your eyes. Tell us the six different shatim in the Rashba.
And he did. And the two sons-in-law stood there with their mouths wide open. He told them the story about Rav Chanina bar Chachinai, but he begged them.
I beg of you, my dear sons-in-law, as long as I am alive, let me at least learn Torah Lishma without any covering. I don't want anyone to know about this.
That's pretty good. Going around your whole life, everyone thinking you're an Am Aretz, that's pretty good. You see, I have a lot of experience in that, and I'm pretty good at that.
Did Moshala live a long life afterwards?
Yes. Lived a very long life, and no one ever found out.
Moshala was zaychet to see banim u'bnei banim oiskim b'tayra u'b'mitzvahs. And he passed away, old and happy, b'seva toiva. However, the entire town was shocked when his two sons-in-law wrote on the mitzeva, Talmid shel Rav Chanina ben Chachinai.
Ow! So that's the meaning of the...
So you see, my dear friends, don't laugh.
Okay, Shlomi, we gotta go back into class.
Thanks, Rabbi, that was a great story, but... Rabbi, why'd you tell me this story? What does that have to do with my uncle and my room?
I noticed something. Since your uncle is sleeping in your room, you've given away your room, I think the marks on your test have begun to come up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Giving away your room is Mesiras Nefesh.
It's not the same Mesiras Nefesh as giving away your daughter's chassid.
No, little Mesiras Nefesh brings to big Mesiras Nefesh. You can't give away something you don't have, but everyone has something that they could give away. And I'm just beginning to wonder.
You think, Rabbi, because I'm giving away my room to my uncle? My marks are getting better? You think like I'm zeicha to tzaddikim to come down from Shemayim? I didn't see any Tana or Amira.
You don't have to. All you have to do is to open the Gemara. And after an act of Mesiras Nefesh, you begin to understand things better. And you don't even know. You know the Maral says sometimes people are zeichet Gilu Eliyahu. And you don't even know it. Your marks are getting better, Shlomi.
Wow! This is great! What more can I do?
Go back to your uncle and tell him with a smile that you're happy to give away his room. And then, who knows? Who is going to show up to you or to me next?